So how you been? How you been doing lately?
Man, I am good. I'm in the midst of creating this next collection for 1025. Like, I'm just trying to go all out this time. So it's just been taking time getting the right samples. Like, I had like my past three samples have all kind of flopped.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of on me though, because I did kind of found myself rushing it a bit.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I found the perfect design. So I'm gonna get that made, and I'm gonna put out, this is the most clothing pieces I'm gonna put out at once. Like, I'm gonna have maybe even up to four hoodies. I'm gonna do shorts finally, like taking everybody's like suggestions that I've gotten from
Okay.
just like all of 2021. People have been asking me to do shorts for a long time, and zip ups. Like, when the Dancing Flame hoodies came out, they were like, I like, hear me out, like, zip up hoodie. So I'm finally gonna fucking do that, and ideally get some more t-shirt designs going. But I'll see how that goes, and it's gonna be like a different style a little bit too. Like, gonna go for something a little more, I guess, neutral, because you know my stuff is pretty cartoony. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to, like, I'm gonna use my paisley pattern this time, like the bandana pattern that I have of like eye and like the ghost and shit. It's gonna be crazy. That's all I'm gonna leave it at.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, so much has happened since the last time you were on here for you. I mean, I was looking at, well, first off, I want to get into like the drops, the recent drops that you've done since the last podcast. I've seen that you dropped the denim jackets, you dropped the cargo pants, you dropped the
Yeah.
t-shirt and a hoodie. How was that like?
Yeah, that was really just fun. And the varsity jackets too. Those
Yeah. Oh yeah, the varsity,
huge.
yeah.
Yeah, those ones were huge for me. It was all really fun, and crazy enough, it's always the collection drops that are the most stubborn for me, with the hoodies in particular. That one's a really special project, because that was my very first projects coming out of college, the moment I decided to go all in with 1025, which was like on like late April 2020. So just as I'm about to graduate from USC out in LA. So Dancing Flames was special because that was the project I started on as soon as school was over for me. So, and that was also the origin story of everybody's favorite 1025 character, Kai. So
Yeah.
that one took a year to get right as far as samples. And to be fair, I was also learning about the manufacturing process, because I was going from making my first hoodies on Custom Ink, which is like that online like screen printing service.
Yeah, I feel like I know
Like,
what you're talking about. Yeah.
yeah. My high school would use that for our homecoming t-shirt. So I was in a whole other field with going with Alibaba, which is a, I guess you could say, like a place where everybody kind of gets their manufacturers. You can put anything made on there. So I was taking a huge leap, and there was a lot I had to learn. So it took a long time to get right, and then also my mind had just changed over the course of the year and months, however much time went by. So
Yeah.
I had a redesign. So that's so far was my most complicated drop that just took the time, but everything else was pretty seamless actually. Like the cargo pants, which had my camo pattern design on it, that was actually probably one of the fastest designs I ever
Oh,
made.
really?
Yeah, I mean, you could say it's because I had experience though,
Yeah,
without,
for sure.
yeah, because I took the first design of Kai actually, and I still really liked how he was shaped there, and to find a way to still use him in that drawing style but make it more interesting. So,
Gotcha.
and I had been wanting to do a camo pattern because I love the brand BAPE, of course, and so I was just one night, I just decided to create these shapes around that first drawing of Kai, and then boom, I just started playing with it more and more the same night, adding more of the characters. minus Arthur because I hadn't made him at the time. And then boom, I had the pattern. I was like, yo, okay.
You were like, this is the one.
Yeah, I'm going to throw these cargo pants easily. So that one was really quick. Varsity jacket was also really quick.
Man, the varsity jacket, that jacket is sick.
Thank you. Thank you. That one and the Dancing Flames hoodie drop like had the biggest for sure. Like when I wear that varsity out, because you know I'm from the DC area, so
yeah,
I went to DC once with my boyfriend. I actually got stopped, I think I counted 9 times. It was crazy. Yeah, it was wild. Mm-hmm. That one was pretty quick. I was like, I really want to use a character that I haven't used yet, and I want to make it simple but interesting, because I don't know if you noticed, but I'm really into pattern making.
Yeah.
So the varsity design, the varsity jacket was such a great design challenge for me, because I was finally stepping into a whole other territory that didn't really give me much to work with. So I tried a way to make it work. And I don't know, sometimes when I get an idea, I get a whole vision in my head, like a whole layout, of, like a very specific too. And then I just execute. So that's how I came with the varsity. And then boom, like the first sample turned out being the one. So I got very, very lucky with all of those. It's just the collections that always take me time.
Yeah, I could imagine like the feeling of you just like randomly going out and walking and people coming up to you and you know, complimenting the varsity.
Yeah, so cool, because I paired it with the Red Kai Dancing Flames hoodie. So
I got you. Yeah.
Crazy combo.
Yeah.
You're wearing it so well too. I'm like, that's pretty much, I model all my stuff.
Yeah, I was at the gym with your shirt. And I think I had like 2 people come up to me and ask me where I got this shirt from. And awesome. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I love that. I love when people tell me stories about their interactions that they have with people when they're wearing my clothes. It's literally one of my favorite things about doing this.
Yeah. Also, one thing that I saw you, I guess, talk about a little bit, and I seen you post recently, like on a video, was about the manufacturing process. So for the people who didn't see the video, would you mind kind of like explaining to someone who wants to, like, I guess, get into the clothing business, how they can go about finding the right people to work with? Because I know you said that the first time you were like, you didn't really know where to go, but now that you have experience as to how people can, you know, find the right people to work with.
Yeah, of course. I had a couple of videos on manufacturing lately, just because I was seeing how helpful it was to others. I know the first one that I did an IG reel of that. For those listening, you can check that out on my personal page, the Bryn on 1025. But of course, I'm going to reiterate it. That one was more about how to properly find samples on Alibaba, which is pretty much the source that everybody uses in the underground space for manufacturing. I was giving advice that you should find a company that has a lot of diamonds, which are, you can compare that to star ratings. So you'll, next to a company, there'll be 3 diamonds or 4 diamonds. You're gonna want to go with the company that has the most diamonds. It just lets you know that they have more experience, they are more trusting, etc. So my advice was to reach out to them. And what Alibaba likes to do is, for all of their thumbnail pictures for these, you know, these are all hundreds, thousands of different manufacturing companies, they all like to use the same product. So they didn't necessarily make the products that they're promoting as theirs, but they do know how to make it. So that's why I always, when I reach out to them, I always ask them for pictures of what I'm looking for. So if I'm looking for, I always ask, hey, can you send me pictures of previous hoodies that you've made, just so I can get a sense of your guys' quality, things like that. And, you know, it's never an issue. They always do that for me. And that helps you actually get a sense of their quality, because I've been having a lot of friends actually reach out to me lately about Alibaba manufacturing. Literally just the other night, my homie Alo, aka, well, his name is Ryan. I should have switched that.
Yeah.
But he literally reached out to me the other night saying, Bryn, like, do you know anything about this? They're trying to get me to buy a bulk order and I haven't even gotten a sample yet. So my whole point of giving this guidance is so that people do not drop money.
I got you.
Yeah, so they save their money. That is what I'm doing. So I always ask for pictures so I can get a sense of what their quality is like. I'll ask about their price per unit, and units are the pieces, the clothes, etc. Always ask about the price per unit so I know whether or not I have a good percentage markup here. Things like that. So I always ask about that and their minimum order quantity, because if you're a small business like me still, you definitely want to find places who have a minimum order quantity of 50, 100 at minimum.
Yeah.
So that's advice I like to give. And everybody kind of goes on a pre-order basis. So what you can do is, once you've received a quality sample and once you've asked all those questions and you ask for pictures, you only want to ask for a sample order. My friend, Ryan, he put a 50% down payment on a bulk order before receiving a sample. I told him, like, hey, like, you never do that. You always only order samples first, and then based on how that sample feels, decide whether or not you want to continue with them. So that was the advice I gave him. And luckily, you know, Ryan, he's a very well-connected guy, so he was able to get out of it and find another source. But also through Alibaba, it's all protected there. Like, you can get your money back pretty easily on there. And so that was one advice I would definitely give to manufacturing. But I think the one that you're referring to from my story was it the manufacturer who was giving me problems with my order?
With the flame hoodie.
Yeah.
Because I was seeing in the video that, like, I couldn't imagine how you must have felt when you had to order it, not like once or twice, but you had to order it like four different times to finally get the product that you were, like, you know, happy with giving out.
Yep, I had to do that. That was I know what you're talking about now, the video of the samples. That first sample, like I said, Dancing Flames collection was my very first project right out of college, so that one was very just a lot of error, a lot of error on that one. That one was a manufacturer that I had found through Instagram, right?
Because
pandemic, I don't know if this is just me becoming aware of this, like, or if it, you know, I wasn't sure if it had been a thing, but I was noticing a lot of businesses on Instagram. And maybe I think this is because I'm now an entrepreneur who has a business. I'm using Instagram in a different way. So I noticed rugs, there are rug manufacturers on there, people making hoodies and sweatpants. So I pretty much gravitated to the company that looked the most quality in terms of pictures, organization, just how their feed looked. And I reached out to them and I gave them a whole description of what I was looking for. I was like, hey, I want 100% cotton, no drawstring, heavyweight, French terry cotton. I was looking up all these because I was still learning and I was referencing other streetwear brands that I had purchased from. So I knew what to expect. I knew exactly what I wanted because I would just look at those brand side product descriptions. So I knew what I wanted and they were telling me that they could make that, but they couldn't do a 100% cotton with an all over print. Some manufacturers are weird like that because, well, I guess it's not weird, just some companies don't have what other companies do.
Yeah.
So guys just were not able to do an all over screen print on 100% cotton, which gave me the notion that that was impossible, but that was frustrating because I have literally seen brands do that. So
yeah.
At this time, though, I didn't know any better. I thought I just had to stick with these guys, stick it out and get a sample. So off the bat, I already wasn't getting what I wanted. And that should have been my one final red flag. So I still went on to get a sample from them. They told me that they could do a sublimation, which is, I don't know how to describe it. It's not a screen print, but it's like the printing's a part of the fabric, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of dyed in there. So they told me that they can do sublimation on a cotton and polyester mixture, and they can make it more cotton than polyester. Mm-hmm. But when I got it in the mail, you can see the video. It's on my profile, and it looks more like satin. It's very shiny like that. And
yeah, you could definitely see in the video.
Yeah, it's very thin, and the Kai. Well, also this was also on a design note. The Kai on there was very large, and it just was not what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. And that one was more on me because I was still learning about designing too. So it looks different on Illustrator. So in person, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this just isn't it. I want to make Kai smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a more, yeah, just a smaller scale for sure.
Yeah.
And what was crazy about those guys was that I kind of made a similar mistake as my friend Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, did you also put down the 50%?
Yeah, I put down 30%.
Oh, okay.
So, and my parents, this was the one drop my parents helped me finance, or actually, no, they helped finance like three drops, but they helped me with this one. Mm-hmm. And I felt so bad because we had put money on this. It was, to me, a lot of money because this is all new to me and
I'm
the cut and sew space. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we put money down on that. And on top of that, they took months almost until January to give me the sample. I did not get that sample until January 2021, I believe, actually.
When did you place the order for the sample?
Sorry, I didn't give context. I placed that order summer of 2020. Yeah, because I was graduating college and that was my first project. So I ordered in the summertime and I got it January of 2021.
There's a long time for it. Yeah, that is a very long time for a sample.
Yeah, so that's why the collection took so long, because I was also inexperienced. I didn't realize that I could have easily found a new manufacturer, but those guys were cool about it. They were like, hey, we're so sorry, Bryn. We're a very new manufacturing company, so we're just trying to learn as we go. And it's also the pandemic that's not really helping us right now. Mm-hmm. So they gave me a refund on the bulk order, but not the sample, because they had already made the sample. So I was like, you know what? As long as I get some money back, I'm very cool with that. And I made the mistake of getting another t-shirt sample from them because I was thinking, hey, maybe this is just a hoodie issue. Maybe they can make some good t-shirts. I got two t-shirt samples from them, and the material actually felt really good, but the printing just was not there. So that was another few hundred down the drain. But you live and you learn. You live and you learn. I feel like if I experience, I would not have been able to better navigate the manufacturing space. And that's when I moved over to Alibaba and went through my own trial and error process on there. And so those other samples that you see in the video, those are all samples that I got from Alibaba, except for sample 3, which was the sample right before the final design that everybody sees today. Those guys I found on Instagram, luckily enough, but you know, we're older, we're wiser, so it's actually pretty good. It just, I didn't really like the colors, the way that the blue Kai looked, so that was just a personal design thing. So, but other than that, it was a good manufacturing company, really nice people, just got a little expensive. So yeah, that was the sampling process that pretty much taught me everything that I know now, and I'm still continuing to learn, of course, but I definitely make less mistakes now than.
So do you plan on staying with them for now, or are you still looking into like different, I guess,
manufacturers?
Mm-hmm.
Always different. I always switch up the energy unless the company is very promising and the quality is just there. Sometimes, me personally, I think it's really good to just change energy all around, no matter how you get with somebody. I feel like there's always somebody better and always can really satisfy every need with and of course there will be some flaws. You can't expect full perfection from a manufacturing company, but there are people who can treat you better. Manufacturer, how they told me that they made 5 extra pieces when they were actually pieces that were originally part of the order. So they made 95 hoodies, told me that they had 5 extras. So they made 95, told me that they made 105. So they had 5 extra pieces, and I ordered 100 units.
Yeah.
So counted the boxes, because this manufacturer, she sends me the pictures of all the hoodies in the boxes, and each box is labeled with the quantity of that box, and I literally count it myself, so I see that there's 95, and I see some quantities missing from my sizes, medium and large, I forget which colorway, but anyway, I was like, hey, I don't think those 5 extra pieces are extra, I think those are actually part of my order that I gave you. So she, instead of adding them as part of the order, she just said that she'll refund me, even though when she brought it up to me, she was, you know, with the expectation that I would pay, she was going to add them to the order. So that's where I don't understand, because you were already going to add them to the order when you told me they were extra and wanted me to pay, but now you can't add them to the order.
Yeah, that's a little bit confusing.
So that was a huge turnoff for me. I lost some trust most definitely there because, just money grabbers. So I didn't like that. As fire as the hoodies are, literally wearing mine right now, it's so comfortable. It just sucks that was my experience. And who knows, maybe I will just speak to another representative of that company, just not. So maybe, I don't know if that's a her thing. I don't know if her boss told her to do that. But yeah, this process is not for the weak. You got
For sure. Because I know some people, you know, whether it be with anything, regarding to like if someone's starting a business, a brand, just like content in general. I see a lot of people like after like 1 or 2 tries, they kind of give up, and they, you know, lose that like vision that they once had.
Yeah, it's so sad to see. This is the one area where I will definitely give a lot more advice towards, because I don't want to see people give up. I'm hoping that my stories about my manufacturing experience shows people that, especially with the Dancing Flames sample process, that your ideas are possible. I used to think that they weren't, just because one company told me that. It's very important to get different quotes from different people and not be so married to one company. So that's why I like to switch it up. And that's my hope for people, is that they do not give up on that. They just find another person if one company can't make their idea come into fruition.
Yeah, no, for sure. I know you also talk about, like, I guess having a vision, whether it being for anything. Like, what advice do you have for people, I guess, that's starting, like, they're just starting off, they don't really, they have, like, the vision there, but they're kind of, like, I guess, losing it and wanting to give up. For you, yeah, for someone who's already, you know, you've gone through the struggle, you've gone to things not going the way you wanted them to go, you know, what advice would you have for someone who's, like, right now in the process of, like, you know, maybe this isn't for me?
Absolutely. This is something that I've been practicing to respond. Mm-hmm. I love to use this car analogy because, I don't know, I think it's very helpful to see things almost from a scientific standpoint. Mm-hmm. For me, personally. So I think of gas, right, as our self-belief fuel. And mm-hmm. I think our bodies as cars. And you literally can't move a car without fueling it with gas. So that's the way I see it. Even if you just have, you don't have to have a full tank to start, honestly. You could really have half or a little less than half, but you mm-hmm. need something. You need just a sliver of something. Nobody's expecting you to have full confidence in yourself when you haven't really seen results yet, because that can be hard to have faith. It's possible, but it's very difficult to have faith in yourself mm-hmm. when you haven't had that one big win yet. So I totally understand the difficulties of persisting, yeah, and just mm-hmm. keep it going. So if you can just start off with just a little something, any movement is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The way I see it, it's an exercise, really. If you can practice, I was actually also talking about this with my friend Ryan /Alo, so shout out to him. Mm-hmm. We were talking a lot about the power of changing your vocabulary, and these are such subtle things, but they make the biggest difference. If you just take if, but, can't, and especially hopefully, that mm-hmm. one gets disguised as optimistic, but it's really doubtful language. If yeah. you just get those four words every day and just learn to be more self-aware of where your mind goes throughout the day, mm-hmm. you just exercise that. The more and more you do that, the more consistent you'll find yourself in regards to thinking positively, the more consistent you'll be, and therefore that'll change your actions, and therefore you'll just find yourself in more successful positions because you've altered your way of thinking pretty much. But you didn't do it overnight. I'm still learning to do that every day. I try to find something to be grateful for, and it'll have nothing to do with 1025. It'll just be like, hey, I'm in the shower and I'll just think to myself, wow, I'm so grateful to have hot water, you know, things like yeah, that. If sure. So yeah, so like I said with the car analogy, if you can just have some type of fuel that's mm-hmm. enough to just move a little bit, just start from there. In other words, just taking it slow and exercising just more positive thinking every day. And it doesn't have to be necessarily related to your brand. It could just be you know, as far as making somebody's day, like the brand Pythia, owned by Jack Lyon, shout out him. He's a really cool guy. His whole brand is, if you can make someone's day, you should. And just by doing that, yeah. you'll see such significant changes all around. This stuff isn't luck or things yeah. like it really is attracting good energy by putting out good energy. So like I said, I like to see it almost from a science perspective, like physics, mm-hmm. almost just like law. Yeah. So that's what helps me. And yeah, I think also just understanding that even the most successful people you've seen have also experience doubt and probably continue to face doubt. Like, doubt will creep in even for me as someone who's accomplished a lot in somewhat small time. I still experience doubt. Like, some days I'm like, ooh, I don't know if this collection is gonna really pop off, but I shake it off because this stuff is an exercise. You should treat it like an exercise. And going to the gym, working on getting stronger, you can't expect yourself to conquer it all in one sitting.
For sure. Have you ever had that like feeling of like, for example, let's say a specific item that you're gonna drop doesn't go necessarily the way you want it to go? Because I know for me, like as far as like putting out an episode and expecting it to go a certain way and it does it and it doesn't, how do you usually like cope with that?
Oh my gosh, that literally happens with every drop. except for the hoodies and the varsity. But yeah, that one is hard. That I actually experienced that in January when I dropped my cargo pants. Mm-hmm. Because it was a fire design, I did also make it on the more expensive side because it is an original camo pattern, and there's other factors to that, of course. And I remember sitting there, and especially coming off of a high from the Dancing Flames hoodie drop. I was such a great high with that one. I made milestones on that one and just having new experiences as far as drop day went. And so going from that to a much slower rollout, even though it was a still very successful drop, they're almost sold out.
Congrats on that.
Thank you. I was still being very hard on myself. And I think this time around was actually the best way that I coped with it. I kind of sat there actually, and I was just playing video games, because whenever something I feel flops in my head mentally, I'm almost embarrassed because I feel like I hype myself up so much. And I mean, it is crazy because nobody knows this, nobody's seeing this, but these are all things that I'm feeling. I almost get a little embarrassed and I kind of want to crawl in a corner and just lose my mind in some video games, you know, just on some escapism level.
Yeah. And
so I did that for a couple of days. I just sat there and just, I really did have a moment, to be honest, of whether or not I could go as far as I think I could, crazy enough.
Yeah.
And then I could go one day, and I was actually more frustrated and annoyed. So I sat there and I was like, you know what? I don't want to ever find myself feeling this way ever again. I don't want to be in this position again. So I got up, I opened this notebook that I ordered from a couple months ago, a custom notebook called some type of streetwear guide notebook. I forget on my head, but it's where I would write down all of my advice to others. But you know, as great as that is, I feel like I needed some advice, some guidance. Yeah. I started using that notebook as a planner, really, and a place to write down all of my observations. So I sat down, I wrote down observations about every single drop I had ever put out, especially on an analytical sense. When it came to Facebook ads, I started analyzing how the ads went and what I could have done better, what I should do for next time, new ideas. And just yesterday I was writing down like a planner for TikTok posts and ways that I can bring something new to the table. So I just took the next week, I'd say after my drop, which was January 2nd or 3rd, I took a whole week and I just locked in. I wrote down everything I could possibly think of so that I would not have to feel the way I was feeling.
Yeah.
In the moment, because we all have free will. We have so much power to change our circumstances than we realize. So that's kind of my awakening moment For sure.
Yeah, I know that one of the things that I know that I've seen a lot of people struggle with as far as like in anything. So for example, like me, I know some like other podcast people. One of the things that they struggle with a lot and that I think is like very always going to be very important is going to be always your mental health. Like
Yeah.
if there's always a time where I know, like you said, like sometimes things don't go the way I want it to, and that can be like very devastating to someone. But I would always tell them to, it's always important to take time. Like if you need to take time off, do it,
Yeah.
because at the end of the day, your mental state will always be important then. No, and then
Absolutely.
so you can always come back like 10 times stronger.
100%. 100%.
Also, one of the things that I mean, you've been doing pretty cool stuff, man. I've seen that you went to what was it, the Drew House?
Yeah, Drew House.
And not only was your like clothing brand on No Jumper, but you actually got the chance to go and visit the cast and Adam. That must have been a crazy experience.
Yeah, that was insane. And
Were
one
you
thing,
there for like an were they filming an episode or what was it that they were doing?
yeah, it was an episode. But before I get into that real quick, I want to say one last thing about the mental health. Most definitely, I think it's so important to create a schedule for yourself too, and to understand that it's good to have expectations, but we're not psychics where we can't tell. I mean, not all of us are. We don't know the final outcome. So I think expectations can really lead to those devastating losses. And it's crazy because it's an expectation. It wasn't a fact. You know what I mean? And I try not to create high expectations for how things will go. So I understand that the universe can bring a lot of surprises, and my goals can come in many different forms. So it's good to keep an open mind. But most importantly, take those weekends off. You were all, I'm assuming, who are listening to this pretty young. Take weekends off. I'm starting to finally do that after 2 years now. It's changed everything for me. I feel a lot more energetic. I feel like I can just accomplish more.
About mental health, like I think therapy is also really good for you.
Yeah,
I see a lot of people that like kind of for some reason are against it. They don't really I guess believe in it, but I mean it's really good for you to kind of just like go there and get some of the stuff out.
I think everybody should see therapy, honestly. But if that's not your way, then find something that is therapeutic, most definitely. Any type of release, whether that's writing for you or filmmaking or just talking to a friend, family, loved one, literally any type of release, because if you're not releasing anything, you're holding that in. And that's, how they say disease comes about. It's a dis-ease with yourself. So as long as you're releasing whatever is being built up
Bothering you.
in you, yeah, exactly. Anything that's festering, that's bothering you, it should be addressed ASAP. Most definitely. But I really wanted to make sure that I got that out there.
For sure.
Health, super important, man. But anyway, with No Jumper, Drew House, and that was a crazy week for me, actually. And yeah, that
Was
was
that all
wild.
in the same week?
Yeah.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Drew House and No Jumper. And meeting Cole Bennett. That
Oh,
was all
yeah.
week.
All in the same week. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was all one LA trip. That was very wild. And Zach Bia, shout out Zach, he's a cool guy too. So that trip started off with me landing to LA. I was staying with my boyfriend. This is the week of my birthday too, so I'm about to turn 23. And I had connected with Drew House in September officially. I had been DMing Ryan from March of 2021 up until the moment he hit me up finally. And it's crazy enough, he would see my DMs, he just wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, I got you.
Because my first outreach, he liked one of my posts. So I was like, okay, like we're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. And on the more I was reaching out, I was just finding more ways to connect with him. I was finding any possible way to meet him because I was having my in-person graduation coming up in LA. I got sick though, didn't go anyway. Yeah. I still reached out. And it led up to him following me back on Instagram, which was really cool. And he would just kind of just watch my stories, like my posts, but we still haven't said a word to each other. And, or I've said words, but he hasn't said words yet. One day, randomly and crazy enough, universe mm-hmm. is crazy. The day that my Road to Star Dome varsity jacket came in, the sample, mm-hmm. I had just finished taking pictures of it. And, you know, the whole message behind that varsity jacket is about success and the road to that and how everybody's path is unique to them.
The road to success.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how Bellatrix came about, the Stardome character. So crazy enough, with having that symbol in mind, the day that I take pictures of it, I literally had just finished taking pictures and I sit down and I open Instagram and I just see Ryan Good's name pop up. My DMs. I was like, yo, crazy. So I opened my DMs and he's just like, hey Bryn, love to have you come to the Drew House. He went from 0 to 100 really. He was like, would love to have you come to the Drew House. We'd love to also send you some clothes. And could you also find any time this week to have a video chat with us, mm-hmm. whether or something like that. I don't know, but that was his message. And I was just flabbergasted, man. That is
I mean, like you said, it went from like 0 to 100.
Yeah, we went from not saying a word to me, and I felt so cringe every single time I would send a DM. But it turns out when we talked over Google Meet, mm-hmm. whatever it's called, he had told me that he actually really loved that I was sending all those DMs because it showed how persistent I was. And he said he saw a lot of himself in me. He was like, hey, like, I just, you know, when I saw you doing that, it was very much an action that reminded me of myself when I was first starting out, because you're just thinking, hey, what is it that I can do to make things happen? Mm-hmm. So, and they had actually offered me a job.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they wanted me part of the Drew House team. And if that offer comes about now, I would definitely take it. Mm-hmm. At the time, though, I was really invested in 1025. And I kind of felt like saying yes was turning my back on my brand.
Yeah.
Because I was building it up for so long. And I didn't imagine myself to be working for somebody again. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, like, this information, like, I didn't know what to expect on this call. It came so fresh.
Yeah. And
it just kind of threw me off my guard a bit, but I did take some time to think about it. And I do think being in another environment where they have more experience, they have an actual house. They do have an actual house that they run their business with. Mm-hmm. I realized I could definitely learn a lot from them. Whatever happens, we definitely have that relationship. He told me I could come to the Drew House anytime. And if I ever wanted to work, and whenever I moved back to LA, super nice guy. Like he just kept thanking me for my time. And I was just sitting here like, dude, you're a legend.
Yeah. Like,
he was just, for those who don't know, Ryan Good, it started off as Justin Bieber's stylist. I mean, he still is, I think, in a sense. And mm-hmm. they started Drew House together. So he's been with Justin pretty much for Justin's whole career, and that all happened through Usher, really. So Ryan and I, we just had great chemistry. So I made plans to go out there in October, and then the No Jumper thing came about. That one was very unexpected. I'm saying unexpected, but it's crazy because these are all seeds that I've planted from months prior.
Yeah.
Now just kind of popping off, like even with the Drew House thing, mm-hmm. That was also a seed that was planted from March 2021, and blossomed in September. So what, how the No Jumper thing came about, I had sent a knit sweater, the Into the Unknown knit sweater, to their PO box, because on their No Jumper page, on their story, they had posted that they were reviewing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, I have nothing to lose. So I sent a sweater, and this was February of 2021. So a long mm-hmm. time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I followed up on their Instagram and still didn't see anything. And then at that point I was thinking to myself, all right, they're probably not going to do this. Maybe they forgot, because I see how much they post. So yeah. I kind of put it off. I kept it pushing. And then one day I woke up to a DM from a supporter telling me that Adam and the guys were reviewing my clothes on their channel.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly what he was talking about. I sent a single knit sweater, having no idea how that was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little nervous, not going to lie, because thinking to myself, what if there's that one guy who totally trashes it? Because they were not showing any mm-hmm. regarding that. Like I was hearing them say stuff like, oh, this t-shirt is ass, this is the worst shirt I've ever seen, to other brands.
Yeah, you kind of didn't know what to expect from
yeah, but when they got to mine though, it was all positive reactions. House phone was like, yo, whose is that? And Adam was like, yo, let me see that. And Adam, it ended up fitting Adam the best. I didn't really know the No Jumper team that well at the time. Mm-hmm. I liked Adam. And he was like, yo, this is my favorite thing I've gotten in a while. And I was mind blown.
Crazy.
I was so glad to hear that. And so I had posted that reaction on my story, and Adam saw it, until finally I followed him. He followed me back, and we started talking, and then he shouted me out on his story saying that he loved my energy. And I got a lot of followers and a couple orders that day for sure. And then it led up to me high key inviting myself. Media, mm-hmm. Not even low key. I was straight up just like, hey, I'm actually going to be in Los Angeles during this week. Would it be cool if I dropped off some clothes for you guys? I would love to meet you guys. And he was just like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So he put me in contact with a team member, and we had that scheduled. We are good to go. And that was super awesome. So that was just another happy surprise. And then meeting Cole Bennett was another happy surprise too.
I seen something like Lyrical Lemonade, but it was like a while ago.
Yeah.
Where was it that you went?
I went to their headquarters space.
Where it was.
Yeah, the...
What was that, at LA too?
No, that's in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lyrical Lemonade is all Chicago. They do travel to LA a lot though for pop-ups,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. Me sometimes, when if Cole has a music video out there, he'll be in Los Angeles. But yeah, that was in Chicago. And crazy enough, that was Halloween of 2020. And then I met Cole and Zach at the Lenny, because he has this character that's become a part of his brand, and mm-hmm. that's the part of his brand that I'm trying to collaborate with him on. So that was also very crazy that he happened to have his very first pop-up,
mm-hmm.
for Lenny. And it was in Los Angeles, literally the week I was there. And that was also on Halloween of 2021. So I went to the headquarters Halloween 2020, and then I met Cole Halloween 2021. So literally exactly a year.
Yeah, that's crazy, man, that you got to do. Was that also in the same, like the, or you meeting Cole, was that also in the same week?
Yeah, that was also crazy. Like in my LA. So the trip started off as me going to Drew House.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my birthday, so I kicked off my 23rd birthday meeting Ryan, and shout out Laura, she also went to USC. They gave me a tour of the house. The team was very nice. Ryan and I, we were just having a conversation about 1025 and also what his vision was with Drew House, and that conversation inspired my next character, Arthur, the October, the 8th bear. So
I was about to bring him up too.
Yeah, no, that Ryan is scary how similar Ryan and I are creatively. Mm-hmm. We're both very spiritual too. So I'm very excited to see what the future holds between the two of us, because I think he's an awesome human being. Whether it's working as a Drew House member or collaborating with Drew House with 1025, or just literally being friends, like, I'm happy that I just got to meet this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And just grow a friendship with him and Laura too, and the whole team. They're just great people. So yeah, I kicked off my 23rd hanging out with them, and then the next 2 days,
mm-hmm.
2 days after that, I pull up to No Jumper, like, and I'm wearing my Drew House merch, like my Drew House t-shirt, shout out Doodle Jor, mm-hmm. and got the Road to Stardom varsity, because this varsity jacket is like a good luck charm at this point. It's making all kinds of things happen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And on a side note, I don't know if you're familiar with the professor. He's pretty much famous for crossing people up on YouTube, and he's kind of been around in the YouTube space for a while. He, since early-ish 2000s, crazy enough. So I got to meet him when I pulled up to No Jumper. Adam was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 2 days after Drew House. So Adam was really, really cool. He was super nice. And the team was really nice too. I felt a little awkward because I was pulling up on a work day, but I couldn't tell what the vibe was because everybody was smoking and
yeah. They're talking
White Claws in the fridge. And I'm just sitting here like, oh, you know, as a film student, I went to the mm-hmm. sea, like I've been on sets and things like that. So my mannerisms was, I guess, a little formal for them. So I was a little shy because normally on any type of set environment, it's very, you know, hey, don't talk to us. We're working. Everybody's doing their own thing in their own bubble.
Yeah.
And it was just very close knit. Everybody was talking to each other. And I felt weird about talking to them all day long. But they were cool. Like, they were super, super cool. And yeah, Adam was like, hey, you can stick around. Like, I stuck around until Adam, like, went home. Like, that's how, like, welcoming they were to me. And I pulled up with the clothes, and I got mm-hmm. to watch their live streams, which was actually really cool to see in person. And it was Halloween, so Adam was dressed up as the Joker. Like, everybody was.
Yeah, I saw that. So,
I think when I move back, we can get another picture or something without all the stuff. But no, like, that was cool. And then I think another 2 days after the No Jumper, I met Cole. So that way, it was like all like within 2 days of each other.
It's crazy.
Like every day I was there. And I also got to meet, I don't know if you're familiar with Our Generation Music, with Hakeem, who used to work at No Jumper. I met him the day I was going to No Jumper. Yeah.
Yeah.
that was really cool also.
It's crazy that, again, all of this happened.
Yeah.
In one week that you went to week that you went to LA.
And lastly, the last thing that happened was the NBA stylist reached out to me on that trip, like the day before my birthday. So on the 24th, she was like, hey, Bryn, like, we'd love to have you rep like James Springer for the 76ers. Like, we'd love to have some clothes and like work closely with you over the NBA season. And I was just like, yo, what is going on? Like, October was, every October is just a crazy month for me. That's, you know, that's birthday month, that's the brand. Something about Octobers are really like special in terms of manifestation. Everything just goes crazy.
Yeah, was October when the Octo Bear came up, or did you already have him before?
Yeah, I actually had him before. I had Arthur. I just didn't know how to use him in the brand. He was actually next to the brand. I think was actually made before Kai, but I had
really
I had no idea what to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually my drawing final project for college. It was my senior year of college, and I decided to mellow out my spring semester. I took a class in anime and anime movies, so I just watched anime movies in class. Mm-hmm. I had my senior thesis, of course, and then I took a drawing class because I really wanted to fall in love with drawing again, because I got so digital with graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to pick it back up again, And I figured, you know, who knows, I might find some newfound inspiration for 1025. So I took that class, and the final was to create an identity piece. So I was, my nickname growing up, Brittany Bear. I have teddy bears. I have a bunch of teddy bears in my room, and you know, it's COVID, so I'm at home in Maryland. So I'm in my somewhat childhood bedroom, and so I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking a lot about my life path number, because they're spiritual. So I saw my life path number is 8. It's kind of similar, for those who don't know, it's kind of similar to horoscopes. So, you know, there's Pisces, all of that. This, everybody kind of has a number based on their birthday, something like that. And I saw that it was 8, and I realized just how consistent of a number 8 is in my life. Like, October was the 8th month on the Roman calendar, like 10/25, my birthday equals 8. Like, if you sum up the numbers, all this stuff. So I just decided to make a teddy bear in the shape of an 8. And I created this little, I created them dancing around this globe that had my initials on it. And then I posted that on my Instagram, and everybody really liked it.
Yeah.
Personal Instagram. And I loved it too. It was so unique. I just had no idea how to incorporate it into 1025. But then as time went on, I found my style with 1025, and I knew I could definitely bring it into the brand. And my conversation with Ryan really helped, because he had told me that he noticed how I always bring it back to October. And crazy enough, like, I was doing that. He just made me aware. So I thanked him for that conversation. It really helps me become more concise with everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's how Mark came about.
Yeah. So is he like the original first character that you've ever made, like, for the entire thing, or was it Kai?
I guess so. I mean, outside of the Bryn Bear, like the logo of the brand, you could say Arthur actually came first, and then Kai came about.
Gotcha. I saw you also getting into, since I know you said you were learning about film, yeah. I saw you also getting into YouTube. How's that going?
Yeah, dude. Actually, I'm in the midst of editing an upload. I haven't uploaded in months. It's hard. It's very overwhelming when you're running a brand.
Yeah.
Pretty much by yourself. I mean, I do have a team member now. He just helps me with he helps me with the graphic design, like more illustrations, things like that. So I still need to tap in with him. Shout out Brandon. He's gonna help me with 1025 prints, because he actually found me on YouTube. So I'm seeing the power of YouTube, and he's a super nice individual. He's awesome. Shout out Brandon. He found me on YouTube, and he told me he thought this was going to be the next Apple, like the next big brand. So he attacked me, and he wanted to make fan art, and I really loved how he created the universe. So I was like, yo, I would love for you. And he joined the 1025 Discord, and I just saw how similar we were thinking. So I brought him on. But anyway, YouTube has been great. It's very overwhelming when you, in terms of like functional, like fulfillment, drop planning, I'm doing that by myself.
Yeah.
So it's overwhelming at times. And I didn't have a schedule at the time that I made the channel in the way that I do now. Like, now I've planned out my Monday through Fridays. So things are more manageable. So yeah, at that time though, I did not have a schedule. It all just kind of felt like a lot at once, because filming took a lot of time, and to film and then edit and then also plan your next drop and do all this stuff, it got very overwhelming. So I had to take a break from it. And I think what I'm going to do now, honestly, is just kind of roll with just like an iPhone.
Yeah.
Shot on iPhone, start doing that. That's the film student in me wants to make it all professional and things like that. And at this point, I'm just recognizing the power of my voice, and I think that's a lot more important right now than getting 4K at all this stuff. You know, iPhones are pretty quality these days too.
They really are.
So I'm just gonna be less picky about it, but I literally do have a video. It's an office tour, so nothing deep, but I do want to get back into that. And they have a new feature now, like it's called YouTube Shorts. They're trying to do some TikTok mm-hmm. reels things that could also help. I also found that pretty helpful for just posting in general and being more consistent at that. Like I gained a single subscriber from posting a short, so that was cool. I just need to be a little more methodical right now, but the YouTube is coming, man. I have a whole vision for that. That's gonna be fun, especially when I get out to LA. I can get ideally a videographer to help document some moments with me and see mm-hmm. if we can get something rolling. But as of right now, I'm probably gonna focus the content more on advice. I see myself really being helpful in that aspect. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm pretty good at giving advice.
Yeah, YouTube and TikTok right now are the places where you could grow the most. Definitely for sure TikTok, since I think it's number one ranked on just like interaction. I think it beat Google like a month ago of how many clicks and like how many views it's getting. If someone's out there trying to like, you know, get recognition, I would definitely right now look into like TikTok and YouTube for sure. Yeah. Too.
Because the engagements off of TikTok alone,
they're crazy
numbers. People for that take years for people to achieve on Instagram. So I got into TikTok, but I fell off a little bit.
Yeah.
I just got wrapped up in, because when I had the Road to Stardom Varsity Drop and the Dancing Flame hoodies, the Instagram ads were working for me really well. Like I was gaining like 2,000 followers. Like I jumped from 4K to 8K like pretty quickly.
About to hit nine.
Yeah, about to hit nine. And then now I'm looking back, I'm like, hold up, I don't want to keep spending money
on ads.
Yeah. TikTok, right? Literally get that for free, like those engagements.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just last night did a whole reassessment for TikTok because my laptop is in the shop right now. Mm-hmm. There's a recall on it. So it's in the shop right now. So I'm taking these next couple of days because they said it would take 5 days to repair. I'm taking these days to just, you know, back like what I did in January of, you know, this year. I just sat down and just locked in and started analyzing and making observations and planning for the future. So I just started doing that with TikTok last night. I'm like, okay, here's how I'm going to shake it up and here's how I'm going to be consistent and organized. So I'm going to go all in with TikTok most definitely. And I do think it's good to pretty much just copy and paste throughout all the social medias, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Put that on IG Reels, put that on YouTube Shorts. I feel like that is the best method most definitely, because it's like having multiple streams of income in a sense.
That's also an area where I'm looking into, definitely. Google and I mean not Google YouTube and TikTok.
I think it's a great, those are two great spaces alone. Like you might not even need Instagram.
All you need on TikTok is literally one video to kind of like, it doesn't even need to go viral. It kind of just has to get like, you know, blow up, and that's all you need.
Exactly. I will say for Instagram though, what is nice is that you have pretty much all the age ranges.
Yeah.
Like, it's all the ages on Instagram though. Like
I think what is it on TikTok? Is it I think it's 13, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely it definitely starts mad young, because I remember when I posted my first viral video was my knit sweater, and people were saying that $73 was a lot. Like as if it was $150 or something. And
yeah.
Then it was saying like, hey, like 73, that's not that much if you're saying it's quality. So that's why I knew there was a young audience on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, like y'all are just probably like 12, 13 looking at this right now. But yeah, the age range is definitely younger, I would say. And I would say older people are starting to hop on there for sure. But Instagram has that history though, because mm-hmm. it's been a lot longer. So you're going to get just a lot more people in general who will have an Instagram, like, you know, like Ryan Good, like he doesn't have a TikTok, I'm pretty sure, but he has that Instagram. So as far as networking, I definitely will probably stick to Instagram. And I do think that the TikTok can, TikTok can definitely help with that recognition.
Yeah, it definitely could give you that boost for anyone.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. So what's next for 1025? Like, what products could we be expecting here soon? Or like maybe even like new characters, like what could we be expecting for 1025?
You can expect a lot. I'll tell you that right now. Man, I am working on a video game. So I'm working on a video game. I've been having producers. This is a long-term project. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I'm having my producer homies send me beats, and I'm giving them free clothes, of course, in exchange for their help. And maybe ideally in the future, I can properly pay them.
Mm-hmm.
These are all my homies sending me music and that are suitable for the game. So that's inspiring me to create not official characters of the brand, mm-hmm. but maybe universe characters, you know, like,
yeah.
you know, so like Super Mario has been a huge inspiration lately. So, mm-hmm. you know, how just kind of create other creatures that roam about. They're not the main characters, but they're there and they're still part of the universe. So that's something that I just had the thought to work on, just create mm-hmm. more universe characters, but they're not actual characters of the brand. Like they're not the
gotcha.
Face. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So working on a video game, working on moving out to Los Angeles too. So that should be a big step up
mm-hmm.
in terms of just networking, like opportunities. And I think that'll lead to a lot of opportunities. And also, what else? Yeah, there's the upcoming collection called Interstellar Kai. It's going to mm-hmm. be super dope. I'm going to have multiple pieces out, so multiple hoodies, getting some shorts in there. Not sure if I should do sweatpants or not. I just have to think about the timing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to drop anything that's too hot to wear.
Yeah.
Summer's coming up, so that's why I'm doing zip-up hoodies. Mm-hmm. And some shorts, yeah, maybe some t-shirts. And yeah, as far as I'm concerned, that's pretty much everything that I'm working on. But there's a lot of stuff. Collaborations too. Shout out Royal Surge, my homie Surge. We both never collaborated with anybody, but we're working on something. And yeah, just that's pretty much everything right now.
Gotcha. And when could we be expecting like a drop maybe? Is it like towards more like the summertime or?
Yeah, probably late spring, definitely the summertime, because I do want to do a 1025 pop-up, whether
gotcha.
That's on my own or with Surge too. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely want to have both, most definitely. Just any type of pop-up, I really want to do that, get a more interactive experience going for the brand, because it's very digital right now.
Mm-hmm.
I bring it into the 3D realm, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I know we kind of talked a little bit behind scenes on maybe doing something for you know, my followers and your followers.
Yeah.
As far as like a giveaway, we're still kind of like talking about it. And we're still gonna like see if we can work something out. But yeah, that's also in the works between us. And yeah, make sure like to be in tune to our social medias to get all the info for when we come up with something for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. We'll have something for the people. It'll be really fun. And thank you again for having me on here, man. You're the GOAT.
It's always a pleasure having you back on here. I mean, like I said, you were one of the, like my followers and listeners. That was one of the episodes that is most liked on there, so for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And on a side note, how is the podcast doing as far as the, because I know your niche has been like psychedelics and
Yeah, so, mostly conspiracy theories and like, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm trying to stick to it. I'm for sure. I'm gonna do. I'm talking to like people that. I'm talking to people that, you know, have like. So there's some people I'm talking to that have certain books on like, you know, mental health and psychedelics and, you know, outer space and stuff like that, that I'm going to get on the podcast to talk about for this like next season that's coming up.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm excited for you.
But yeah, do you have any, you want to put out any, I guess, social media out there for the listeners?
Yeah, you can follow me at Bryn, B-R-Y, two N's, on 1025. People think my name is Brynon, but it's
Brynon.
Yeah, it's Bryn, just Bryn. And then the brand's page is _on1025_. And on my personal page, I have the, what's it called? The tree link. So you can find my Discord, YouTube channel, TikTok, all that on there, Twitter.
Yeah, and everything will be posted under the links for, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other platforms that we're on. So yeah, all right, well, then sure. It was, again, amazing having you back on the show.
Thank you, dude. Love you, and I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for this.
All right, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.